With your Southeast Regional Ag News, I'm Haley Shipp. This is the Ag Information Network. Tax policy will be on the line for farmers and many others next year as a new Congress and administration grapple with what to do with the expiring 2017 tax cuts. The first casualty of the 2017 law expiring at the end of next year will be the estate tax exemption. Longtime Senate Finance Committee member and former chair Chuck Grassley.
If it expires, state tax is going to be cut in half, and I think that'd be a major concern.
The lifetime exemption will revert to about $7 million for individuals, $14 million for married couples, then the tax break for pass-through income claimed on personal returns.
The 20% tax deduction for pass-through income that affects small business and farmers.
Farmers trying to avoid double taxation on their operations and personal income, and even closer to the pocketbook.
If farmers take advantage of the 401k-like things that farmers and small business can participate in, obviously you can determine the inside buildup of that, and that can be taxed.
A terrible idea, Grassley argues, producing short-term gains for the government at the expense of long-term when savings are withdrawn. On the Ag Information Network, I'm Haley Shipp.